3. Office visit. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor.
Denise, what brings you here?
Well, Professor Maxwell, it's about the report you assigned. You asked us to research and write about a recent historical movement. But I don't know what you mean when you say we need to use primary sources.
I explained that clearly in class today. You'd know that if you'd arrived on time.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I had car problems. Am I wasting your time?
Don't worry about that. We'll go over what you missed, okay?
Please.
We have been reading several books in this class by historians. We call these secondary sources. They are not direct historical records. They are a historian's interpretation of those records.
Okay.
Now remember, in Burnside's book, he learned about the history of the civil rights movement by reading people's diaries. For this project, you are going to be like Burnside. You are going to collect direct historical records and interpret them. Those are your primary sources.
So you want me to collect diaries then?
Not exactly. What I suggest is that you find a small number of individuals who lived during the historical movement you're researching. Then interview them. Your interviews will be your primary sources.
That's a relief. I thought I'd have to spend all my time reading old books. I prefer talking to people anyway.
Good. It's not just talking, though. Try to imagine that you are a detective like Burnside. You want to learn about history. I think you'll find this project very enjoyable.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to it now.
1. What is the professor's attitude toward the student's absence from class? 2. Listen to part of the conversation again. Then answer the question.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I had car problems. Am I wasting your time?
Don't worry about that. We'll go over what you missed, okay?
Why does the professor say this?
Don't worry about that.
Three. Listen to part of the conversation again. Then answer the question.
Now remember, in Burnside's book, he learned about the history of the civil rights movement by reading people's diaries. For this project, you are going to be like Burnside. You are going to collect direct historical records and interpret them. Those are your primary sources.
Why does the professor say this?
Now remember, in Burnside's book, he learned about the history of the civil rights movement by reading people's diaries.
Four. Listen to part of the conversation again. Then answer the question.
That's a relief. I thought I'd have to spend all my time reading old books. I prefer talking to people anyway.
Good. It's not just talking, though. Try to imagine that you are a detective like Burnside. You want to learn about history. I think you'll find this project very enjoyable.
Why does the professor say this?
It's not just talking, though.
Five. What is the student's attitude toward reading old books? Six. What is the student's opinion of the project after talking with the professor?